This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders takes her first direct questions from reporters since the release of the Robert Mueller Russia probe summary by Attorney General William Barr.
We absolutely know and have said for over 2.5 years there was no collusion. Now Bob Mueller is also saying the same thing.
Sanders even says the president is willing to see the entire report released publicly, though there are concerns that must first be addressed.
Making sure things like executive privilege and sources and methods and things like that are protected. And that's why the attorney general will look at this and make the best decision, not just for this president, but for America.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to meet with President Trump in the Oval Office, but the prime minister is cutting his visit to Washington short to return to Israel following a Gaza rocket attack on Tel Aviv. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
A new caravan of migrants is reportedly moving through Mexico now towards the U.S. The National Migration Institute says about 1,200 migrants from Central America and Cuba had already crossed from Guatemala into Mexico when they decided to form an actual caravan over the weekend. New England Patriots star tight end Rob Gronkowski has announced he's retiring from football. The 29-year-old Gronk ends a 9-year career. Inclement weather in one part of Florida has caused a plague that seems like a prophecy out of the Bible. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There's a toad infestation in a Florida suburb. Thousands of poisonous cane toads showed up late last week in Palm Beach Gardens. This resident can't believe how many there are.
We're always going to have toads and we're always going to have frogs, but this is just outrageous.
The residents are concerned about the toxins secreted by the toads.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More protests in Pittsburgh over the acquittal of a cop who shot an unarmed black teenager. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
No justice! No peace!
Rallies got underway for a second straight day in Pittsburgh following the acquittal of former police officer Michael Rosfeld. Protesters sang during a Saturday afternoon solidarity service for Antoine Rose. Rose's father says it's very painful to see what happened, to sit there and deal with it. He spoke to the hundreds who gathered to protest the jury's acquittal of Rosfeld. The officer had been charged with homicide in last summer's shooting. Protesters chanted, "Protect our sons," before marching toward downtown Pittsburgh. The presidents of two Pittsburgh-based charities issued a statement Saturday saying they share a sense of shock and outrage at the acquittal.
The combination of lower mortgage rates, more inventory, rising income, and higher consumer confidence has created a surge in home sales last month of 11.8%. With more, here's John Clemens.
The report from the National Association of Realtors included single-family homes, townhouses, condominiums, and co-ops to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.51 million last month. The median existing home price for all housing types was up 3.6% last month to $249,500. Officials at the National Association of Realtors said home buyers are returning to the market this spring, a prime time to purchase new homes. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America, here to bless you, to give you something to encourage you, although this next topic is a very powerful topic. Of course, this is coming right off the heels of talking about Unplanned, the movie with Adam Holtz. We're going to talk about something that has been an increasing problem in our culture, and it's time to bring it center stage seriously. Pornography is a pervasive multi-billion-dollar business in our country alone, with revenues generated from movies, cable, and dish network televisions, magazines, books, and other materials. U.S. News and World Report claimed that the pornography industry grossed roughly, this is in 97, okay, so you imagine what those numbers have grown to now, something like 8 billion back then. Just one example of the extent of this industry is that last year, 630 million adult videos were rented in the United States. I mean, we are one sexed up culture. At every turn, it's being thrown in our face. And we're trying to even protect our kids. And we have a hard time doing that with the movies. And, you know, the smartphones, supposedly, I think it's kind of ironic to call them smartphones. But the portal that makes way, and the kind of information that goes directly into the minds of our kids is very concerning, increasingly so. And here with us to talk more about it is Matt Frad. Matt is the author of Strive. It is a 21-day detox from porn. He speaks to tens of thousands of people every year. He's the best-selling author of several books, including Does God Exist? And The Porn Myth, Exposing the Reality Behind the Fantasy of Pornography. He earned his master's and undergraduate degrees in philosophy from Holy Apostles College. Matt also has a podcast, Pints, with Aquinas, and receives over 500,000 downloads every month. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
G'day. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this serious topic. I mean, yeah. You know, the truth be known, I was just talking with a priest the other day, and I just said, are you aware of how many people come to church that are sitting here in the pews every week that, you know, take part in pornography? And he says, I know it's increasing, but he didn't have a handle on the number. And I thought, well, you know, I'm talking to Matt Frad, so let's talk about it. How pervasive is this?
It's bloody pervasive. I think, as most people know by now, with the advent of the internet, pornography became anonymous, affordable, and accessible. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, prior to the internet, you had to at least pay for it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't immediately accessible. It wasn't in your back pocket. You had to go to the bad side of town, at least stare down a clerk while you bought it, so it wasn't anonymous. So, of course, because of this, porn use has skyrocketed. Most people are introduced to it between the ages of 8 and 12. So young boys are getting hooked on porn, young girls are getting hooked on porn, and very often they encounter it. They don't tell their parents about it because they know there's something wrong about it.
Right.
But at the same time, they're sexual creatures, and so they're naturally interested in it. For many of them, it becomes an addiction of sorts.
Right. Well, and it does, because what psychologists have been reporting for a number of years here, Matt, is that you rewire your own brain. In essence, you kind of download a software system into your mind that attracts pornography.
Yeah, there are currently 41 neuroscience-based studies on porn users. And all of them provide strong support for the addiction model. So we used to think that in order for something to be addictive, it had to be a substance you put into your body, like nicotine or meth or something.
Right.
But since neuroscience has started, you know, looking in the brain, it's changed how we understand addiction. We now know that things like gambling can be addictive, right? And this is, nothing's obviously injected or ingested in gambling.
Right.
So too with pornography. And it does change our brain in very negative ways. It numbs the reward center, and it causes us to have to feel like we need more of this porn and more deviant forms of it just to feel even. And it perverts the beauty of the sexual act and human relationships, which are actually really awesome, you know. And porn makes a mockery of that, and it makes people unhappy. And because of that, lots of people now are turning against porn. And not just religious people, but atheists. Even famous folks like James Hetfield, the lead singer of Metallica, just narrated an anti-porn documentary. Chris Rock, the comedian, talked about how porn led to his divorce, how it messed him up, and how he's a lot healthier now after finding some healing. So it's like, yeah, so it's good to see, I think. So there's a lot of reasons to be a little depressed, but the exciting news is lots of people are beginning to speak out about it.
Well, you know, God tells us that, you know, that we have to renew our minds. So he understands, you know, whatever it is, pornography, whatever causes an influence and that makes imperfect what he created to be perfect as much as possible here in this realm, until we're with him, we're having to deal with this, and he understands this. And so the mind that he has created for us is very powerful, and there is a way out. There is a way of renewing our minds so that we can, you know, return it to some sort of semblance of positive effectiveness. You know, just as you say, Chris Rock and many others, I've often said on the show that sometimes we have to fall off the roof to realize that, you know, gravity still exists. You know, the laws that God has given us are there to protect us. And he says, as he says to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Well, you know, historically, we can look over our lives, Matt, and say, wow, you know, I was right here, not so right here, and this was a consequence. And this is what's happening, is that, you know, porn can lie to you for a certain period of time, but at some moment, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, as you stare at the ceiling tiles, you realize the big lie of pornography, do you not? Hopefully, maybe.
Mm-hmm. No, indeed. Indeed. And I think, you know, when you realize that you might have a problem with pornography, you have two choices. One is to change your life, which is bloody hard. The other option is to blame everyone else who thinks it's a problem, to call them prudes and frigids and anti-sex. That's a lot easier to do. So it takes a lot of courage to admit that you have a problem and need to change. And I don't think the majority of people are doing it. And that's why we put together this course, Strive21.com, where you're going to be joined, where men can have the opportunity to join thousands of men from around the world and admitting, yeah, I have a problem and I need to change. And this gives you the tools and the resources to know how to do that.
And Matt, I got to imagine that this is, you know, if I can say encouraging in a way to realize you're not alone, that there are others that bought in the same lie that you did and became addicted. And, of course, that's the first step, you know, toward healing. Is get out of denial and start realizing and admitting, you know, where you are, right?
Totally, absolutely. Yeah, and I think this is a very isolating kind of behavior, and we can feel very embarrassed about it. We don't want to talk to others about it, but some things can only be healed by the antiseptic light of truth, you know?
Exactly.
And this is one of those things. I don't know anyone who's been immersed in pornography and has got out without anyone knowing about it. We need people in our life to walk beside us, to celebrate our victories, to encourage us when we have setbacks.
Well, you know, when we come back, Matt, I also want to talk about the effect, as you mentioned, you know, Chris Rock, and there's others, you know, we just use his name, but there's many others that have been involved in pornography and the effect that it has on their wives. And it isolates not only the individual, but the couple as well, because it's not like their wife wants to go out and say, you know, my husband has found pornography more enticing than me.
Right.
So there's so much more to this, and we're going to talk and get into deeper detail about Strive and about the solution to pornography, and it's a 21-day detox from porn. This is Bill Martinez. Matt Pratt continues with us right here on the show. For more information, by the way, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lower taxes,
less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you. Question independent, just the way you like us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The Internet is the cheapest, fastest, most anonymous pornography source. Internet pornographers made over $1 billion in revenues dealing their merchandise online. The threat of pornography over the Internet cannot be discounted. 70% of children, are you ready for this, view pornography on the Internet, and they do so in public schools, libraries. Matt Fratt continues with us. Matt, this is a huge gorilla that you've taken on, you know, pornography. How did this come about for you?
Yeah, sure. Well, look, I mean, thankfully there's lots of people now fighting this, and it's pretty exciting. It's been said that fighting the porn industry is like throwing marbles, from a canoe at a battleship, but it's super fun. So I invite everyone to join us. I started wanting to speak out about this when I found freedom in my own life a couple of years into my marriage. There wasn't a lot of people doing that at the time. That was about 12 or so years ago. And since that point, I've been writing books on the issue. I travel. I speak to about 50,000 people every year on this issue. I was in South Carolina speaking at high schools and to parents this week. I'm going to Louisiana to speak more and more about it. We just have to find a way to address this issue in a way that's sufficiently lighthearted enough that it doesn't feel like we're exhausted by the end of it. I think in the beginning, a lot of the talks on pornography were just very emotional, which makes sense because this is an emotional journey for a lot of people.
Right.
But we just have to find a way to talk about this in a way that's helpful, and that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what Strive21.com tries to do.
Exactly. Well, your book, The Porn Myth, addressed the reality behind the fantasy of pornography, where you addressed the issue in a way that was real and raw. Just give a quick summation, if you would, of the porn myth, because, this is a great resource for people who are dealing with this. And it all starts, as we said before, like with any addiction, is you got to get out of denial and you got to deal with the truth of the matter, right?
Totally. Yeah, so The Porn Myth is a book I wrote, came out a couple of years ago now. It's a non-religious response to pro-porn arguments. So there's not a word about Jesus or sin or faith or repentance. Just like we can write books that attack the evil of abortion in a non-religious way, I thought the same can be said about pornography. So there's about 40 pages in the back that give all the data. It's a lot of it is sourced from peer-reviewed literature and experts in the field. So people can get that book. They can also get it on Audible if they want. And 100% of my royalties from that book go to sexual traffic victims in San Diego. So I don't make a cent from that book, but it's got a lot of great endorsements from neuroscientists and former porn performers. So I hope people will pick that up. I think it's a real helpful book, The Porn Myth.
Yes. So for Strive and what you've done with this 21-day detox from porn, detail that a little bit more for us, if you would, Matt.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been able to collect and compile all of the wisdom I've learned over the last several years talking about this issue into one course. There are very specific things people need to do or else they're just not going to be free. And so we're putting literally hundreds of thousands of dollars into this course. It's very high production value. It starts in a couple of days. We're going to have thousands of men from around the world joining. And they journey through this 21-day challenge together. So it's a very communal experience. There's like 3 to 5 minute videos every day for them to watch. There's daily challenges for them to perform. There's a community brotherhood section there. This one's just for men, but we're developing one for women who are hooked on porn that'll be coming out next year. We have, another thing coming out for parents at the end of this year. So strive21.com to go learn more. We have a little video there right at the top that explains it all. I think it's going to be really helpful for a lot of guys. And we've been so blown away at how many men have joined up already.
Yes. Now, this is your maiden flight with this?
Yep. This is our maiden flight. We've got people. And this is not a specifically Catholic course either. We have a lot of evangelical pastors right now who are reviewing it, and they're giving us high praise. But it is, I would say, a Christian course, so any man of goodwill could get a lot out of it because it's not specifically religious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is our maiden course, starts in a couple of days. We actually have a live stream tonight. People can learn more about at my Facebook page if they want. We're going to be talking about pornography, the problem with it, and just letting folks know how they can get involved with Strive21.com.
Well, in part of the myth of pornography that you addressed, you talked about the effects that pornography has on our society at large. This is something that, of course, people don't want to talk about, again, because of the anonymity of it, you know, and everything that's associated with pornography. But clearly, this affects the foundations of our society, does it not?
Yeah, it does. You know, I don't think that Marvel, the comic book company, does a great job with villains. So I have a suggestion for them. You know, if you wanted to take out societies and the world at an epic proportion, then do it at the grassroots level. Think of it this way. You know, what is the fundamental unit of society? You might say, well, the family, some way or another. All right, well, what's fundamental to family? Well, marriage, I guess.
Yes.
You know, that couple that brings family. Okay, well, what's peculiar to the act of marriage? Well, it's the sexual act.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to kind of destroy society, then you should pervert the most that act.
Yes.
Because by perverting that act, you pervert marriage, which perverts family, which perverts society, and we become a less human civilization. I think that is what's happening now in large part due to pornography. And I think if we want to reverse that, we need to talk about the problem of pornography.
You know, you consider there's been a lot of studies about recently about happiness. This does not do much to the happiness quotient of your life if you are steeped in pornography, does it?
No, it's a great way to become unhappy. It's a great way to remain sexually dissatisfied. It's a great way to ruin your future marriage. So if those are the things you're after, then porn's the ticket. But of course, none of us really want that. We want to live fulfilled lives. We want to have beautiful relationships. And all the studies that are coming out are showing that pornography is detrimental to a beautiful, healthy sex life, to long-lasting and meaningful relationships. So if you want to be happy, you've got to find a way to quit the porn. I think people have to start thinking of porn like almost like a terminal illness. You know, as a Christian, I think we should treat it like cancer. I mean, if you found out you had cancer, what wouldn't you do?
Right.
Well, this is a spiritual cancer, and it's going to make you unhappy in this life and possibly damned for all eternity in the next.
What are the big lies we tell ourselves about pornography?
I think we say that it's adult entertainment. We like to congratulate ourselves for this sort of behavior rather than recognizing that it's shameful. We tell ourselves that people in the industry are well-rounded, that they're happy doing what they're doing. We say we know the difference between fantasy and reality, and that this isn't going to change how we think about sex. I think those are some of the myths we tell ourselves.
Well, and you mentioned the interference with the genuineness of a marriage relationship. Depending on where you are in the spectrum and in the process, you know, pornography has a way of invading that ordained sacramental existence, something that God has instituted. But even still, if you want to say and take God out of the picture, I don't know how you do that, but if you do, and you know, but clearly this is so pervasive that it does have its negative effect. That, you know, and because of the subtlety of it, maybe your wife doesn't know, or, you know, maybe you're fooling yourself, and maybe your wife kind of feels like, you know, for some reason, she feels like she's getting beat up in the middle of the night and doesn't even quite appreciate until all of a sudden the light goes on and realizes that it's her very partner that has a bat in his hands.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, you think of other addictions like gambling. Well, if your spouse was addicted to gambling, you'd realize because of the bank account. If he was addicted to alcohol, you might smell it. This can be a very secret addiction, but it's no less dangerous, and that's why men need to get to the root of it. I would challenge women, if they know someone who's struggling, to go to strive21.com and encourage their boyfriends or sons or friends to get on this, because it's really going to help.
Well, and again, this and they can do this this evening. You've got, an introduction tonight as well?
It's a live stream. Anyone can join and just kind of learn more about it there. And they can also learn more at strive21.com.
Mm-hmm. And you're officially going to kick it off when, Matt? Again, remind everybody.
In a couple of days from now. Yeah, there's a countdown on the page. So be sure not to miss this. I mean, this is something you need to act on right now if you want to be a part of it.
Well, Matt, thank you for your faithfulness and all your hard work on this, and all the best. Okay, thank you.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit? No worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines. Guaranteed. All without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited Kickstart. Up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay. Requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders takes her first direct questions from reporters since the release of the Robert Mueller Russia probe summary by Attorney General William Barr.
We absolutely know and have said for over 2.5 years there was no collusion. Now Bob Mueller is also saying the same thing.
Sanders even says the president is willing to see the entire report released publicly, though there are concerns that must first be addressed.
Making sure things like executive privilege and sources and methods and things like that are protected. And that's why the Attorney General will look at this and make the best decision, not just for this president, but for America.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to meet with President Trump in the Oval Office, but the Prime Minister is cutting his visit to Washington short to return to Israel following a Gaza rocket attack on Tel Aviv. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To stand up and say it, Bill Martinez live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king. I wish I could bring so much more, but if it's true, you use broken things, then here I am, Lord, I'm all yours.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, according to MRC, the Media Research Center, between January 20th of 2017 and March 21st, 2019, evening newscasts on ABC, NBC, and CBS spent a combined 2,284 minutes, over 38 hours, so if you compile it all, on the Mueller investigation. Now, it's an average of roughly 3 minutes a night, every night, for an astonishing 791 days. Well, what do you think they're doing now with the Mueller report coming out and, giving them what they're perceiving as devastating news and trying to figure out some sort of spin to make sense out of it that, how dare Mueller say that there was no collusion? And, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. For those that support President Trump, it's an exoneration. For those that do not, there's going to be a pony under all that manure. They're going to find something yet, and whether it's Schiff or any of the others, Schumer, Pelosi, et al., Maxine, they're still digging to look for a pony. So stay tuned. It's all just beginning. But fortunately for us, we've got Clint Johnson back with us. He is the author of the book Tin Cans and Greyhounds, the destroyers that won two world wars. In fact, Tom Hanks is going to make a major motion picture about the fictional World War II destroyer Greyhound, and that's set to release in spring of 2020. Clint Johnson, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, I appreciate you asking me back, Bill.
Well, good to have you back, because there were so many stories, and I love, you know, I love these stories and about, you know, what you wrote about. And just to kind of bring people up to speed again, about Tin Cans and Greyhounds, you know, what was it that was so unique about these ships, these destroyers?
Well, the destroyer started out as a very small boat in 1874, and by the turn of the century, all of the navies of the world had realized that this is the perfect warship for crossing the globe, attacking submarines. In World War II, it was great for fighting off kamikaze airplanes. It could deliver 5-inch shells against enemy installations on shore. It was almost the perfect warship for utility purposes. It could escort cruisers and battleships and aircraft carriers, and then get in real close and scrape the bottom of the beaches in order to support landing troops. It, to me, doing research, I came up with just the idea. It's about the perfect warship, and it really came into its own in the, with mm-hmm. the United States Fletcher and Allen Sumner classes in World War II.
Yeah, somebody knew what they were doing when they designed this ship, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It started out just to deliver torpedo against a capital ship, and it really never sank that many. No Navy really used it that often to sink that many ships by surface torpedo, mm-hmm. but by shelling and the torpedoes and the depth charges it used, it really became came into its own, and the United States really developed the best destroyers, and after that, Japan probably had really good destroyers, and Great Britain, and surprisingly enough, Germany, that we think is technological superior, had terrible destroyers, just
right.
the worst destroyers designed in World War II.
Right. Well, Clint, as you wrote about, they were named tin cans because they were thin. I mean, the weight to power ratio was such that there was more power than weight to these destroyers, right?
Right. The tin cans were the American name for them because their hull was only about 3/8 to 5/8 of an inch thick, mm-hmm. never thicker than 5/8 of an inch. Compare that to a battleship, which has 13 inches of hardened steel Oof. On its keel. You really had to work hard to sink a battleship, and none of them, no American battleships were really sunk after Pearl Harbor, not on the open ocean. And so a destroyer was totally unarmored. Mm-hmm. It depended on its speed and maneuverability to avoid enemy attacks. So, yeah, you were a brave man, a destroyer man, if you were in a destroyer heading directly into the teeth of an enemy attack.
Yeah, exactly, because you're going, whoa, I mean, you know, your shields are thin, you know, protection. You're hoping that it's your speed and adeptness that can keep you out of harm's way.
Right, and they went into harm's way. In fact, mm-hmm. that was the quote of a captain of the USS Johnston when he was launching his Fletcher-class destroyer. He said, this ship is going to go in harm's way, and if you're not willing to do that, you need to seek a transfer right now. And no man left his ship, and the Johnston was one of the principal ships involved in the attack of the battle off Samar Island in the Philippines, the Leyte Gulf area, in October of 1944. The Johnston did go down, but the captain of that ship received the Medal of Honor for doing exactly that. He cruised right at an entire Japanese fleet of battleships, cruisers, and destroyers, along with two other destroyers and three destroyer escorts. It's mm-hmm. one of the most lopsided battles the U.S. Navy ever participated in. But at the end of the battle, with the Japanese commander ordered his men on his battleship to stand at the railing and salute the sinking USS Johnston. One of the more amazing stories I found during the war. Just one enemy saluting another one.
Well, and I think that probably there are more stories like that because in war, as hell as it can be, there is, even amongst enemies, a fraternal order that you were in battle together. It's what brings, I think, even, you know, sport teams to the center of the court or the field of play, where they come and congratulate one another and, you know, out of respect because you fought a good fight, right?
Right. There were several instances of that. There was one, a destroyer escort called the USS Buckley, ran up on a German U-boat, during World War II, and, they got real close, and to the Buckley crew's surprise, Germans started coming over the gunwales of their ship. It was the first time a U.S. warship had been boarded since probably the American Revolution or maybe the War of 1812. Mm-hmm. And they fought them for a little bit. One German sailor was knocked into the ocean by an American sailor just slugging him. And I include in the book a picture of that fellow with his bandaged hand. But it turned out the Germans were just wanting to get away from because they knew their submarine was going to sink.
Oh.
So they were getting onto a ship that wasn't going to sink.
Right.
So those about 10 men from the German U-boat crew were escorted down below by a fellow armed only with a hammer. He didn't even have a sidearm. He took them below, and they were able to sink that submarine. But that submarine was the 10th most successful U-boat during World War II, and the Buckley was only on its first cruise. So it really shows you how competent that our men had become, how well trained they had become, that they were able to defeat this expert crew, this expert U-boat crew.
Mm.
And these sailors were barely trained. Our sailors were rarely trained. So we knew by that time that the war in the Atlantic was going to be over pretty soon because our destroyers, destroyer escorts, and our escort carriers that were looking for U-boats could find them, and the Germans actually were started being reluctant to even send their U-boats out into the Atlantic because they knew they were going to be found and sunk by all these destroyer and destroyer escorts that were roaming the Atlantic Ocean just looking for them.
Just wasn't a fair fight, was it?
Yes, it was not a fair fight, but then that's what war is all about. That the Germans had been in control of the Atlantic Ocean until about May of 1943. And then after that, we had so many ships on the ocean, and the technology of the sonar, radar, the high-frequency directional finding had improved so much that the Germans were losing the war, but they just didn't know it yet. And this was fully a year before the invasion at D-Day. So we were starting to control the ocean the full year before we actually invaded Europe and France.
More incredible stories here as we talk about Tin Cans and Greyhounds, the destroyers that won two world wars, with the author Clint Johnson right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us 18 minutes just before the top of the hour right now. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. So I just wrote in Clash Daily that is carrying the commentary, and it's also at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, the opportunity that we have here in this country today is that it goes with the slogan, E Pluribus Unum. You know, with the many come one. And here we are with all the many cultures that make up this brilliant tapestry in our country today. And don't listen to the people on the left that want to try to, you know, tribalize us. We're not about tribal, you know, about tribes. You know, we're about being united. This is the lure to this country, is that we want to live the American dream. The American dream where the many can become one. But we need to understand what the unum is. What is that one thing that draws us together, that extends and magnifies the happiness that is possible, that many of us in many ways have grown up with? Some, yes, arguably, you could say that maybe you've been cheated a little bit. And understand that those of us who have been able to appreciate happiness, it's not like we want it just for ourselves and not have you have it. Because to me, that short sheets the American dream. Because if we're not all of us enjoying liberty, if it's not liberty for all, it's liberty not at all. That's really what it comes down to. But it shouldn't stop us because of our own limits of our own humanity and selfishness and some of these other, that shouldn't stop us from, striving for the higher calling and that which would make America truly great on so many levels. I mean, what we're perceiving here is just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many more that can come into the fold and appreciate what the American dream is all about. But I am convinced that we need to focus on the unum. What is that one significant thing that we can all unite under? Okay, it isn't a political figure. It really is, as Ronald Reagan, it's an ideal. It's the ideal of the American dream, and that's what we need to fight for. And it's all predicated on liberty, on the freedoms. Well, we're talking with Clint Johnson, and as he writes, instead of bombing pre-World War I vintage battleships, the Japanese should have gone after the 55 destroyers based in Pearl. The six battleships refloated at Pearl Harbor, won only 32 battle stars for the rest of the war. The Pearl-based destroyers won 432 battle stars, meaning they were engaged in 432 battles. Clint, that is astounding, and of course, in retrospect, there's lots to appreciate from history with what the Japanese failed to do, and ultimately, you could say by divine providence that they did not see that they should have attacked these 55 destroyers that were based at Pearl.
Yeah, those should have been the targets, as you said. I went ahead and added up the battle stars for all of the destroyers that fought in World War II. 3,200 and some odd battles that they were in or engagements with the enemy. I think the cruisers came up to about 200 or so. There is just no comparison to how many engagements a destroyer was involved with. And I want to make the point that a lot of us feel old and worthless as we age, but in World War II, they took more than 100 World War I era destroyers and converted them into fast attack transports, minesweepers, mine layers, and seaplane tenders. Mm. I don't think we would have won the war. We would not, at least would not have held the line against the Germans and the Japanese had we not utilized these essentially obsolete destroyers during early in the war. So if you're feeling old and worthless, think about World War II.
Right.
Those old ships came back out of mothballs and helped defeat the Axis
powers. You know, Clint, I can't help but think of the ingenuity and the leadership that it required, for them to come up with these ideas to say, look, we have got to answer, give me solutions here, right? And to reclassify, you say, these World War I battleships and to reconfigure them was genius.
I agree. Whoever thought of these, they looked at all these destroyers that were in mothballs, essentially just rusting away at shipyards around the way, and somebody came up with the idea to say, wouldn't it be cool if we could convert one of them to a fast attack transport? These had four landing craft on the decks. They took off the torpedo tubes and they put the Higgins boats, what we know as landing craft today, and they took out two boilers and fuel tanks and added living space for 200 Marines. So these fellows could get in close to the shore and the destroyers could get in close and use their guns to help support those Marines. These ships were particularly important in the Guadalcanal campaign in late 42, early 43, for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Had they not had these fast attack transports to drop off supplies, our Marines would have been probably defeated at the Battle of Guadalcanal. And these ships were the absolute best idea that they ever came up with in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the seaplane tenders. We used seaplanes to scout for the Japanese fleet. So you essentially had a floating port wherever you took these destroyers. They could stop in the middle of the ocean and tell the seaplanes where they were, come down. The seaplanes would land, fill up with 50,000 gallons of fuel carried on these destroyers, take off again, go looking for the Japanese fleet. It was a stroke of genius to convert these essentially obsolete destroyers. And some of them were not converted. They were, some of them were serving right through the end of the war. One of the last destroyers sunk off Okinawa was a World War One era destroyer.
Mm.
But we are coming up on the third anniversary, the 77th anniversary in 3 weeks of the first U-boat sunk off the coast of the United States, sunk off the coast of North Carolina by the USS Roper on April 14th, 1942. One of the great unrealized chances that we had inside that U-boat was an Enigma machine, the German coding machine.
Mm-hmm.
And had we known that Enigma machine was in there, and had we been able to figure out a way to get into that submarine, it was only sunk in about 90 feet of water, we would have had our own Enigma machine in April 1942. We would have been able to start working with the British to figure out the German codes.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not know, that the Americans did not know the machine was in there. So they never made a real effort to get it out. And it was only pulled out of there in the 1990s by sport divers went in there and pulled out this Enigma machine.
So unbelievable.
Think about what we could have been doing with the German codes had we known that machine was inside that submarine.
Yeah, we'd have been more aware of the truth a lot sooner. And, of course, it was a couple of years after that before we did come up with some sort of code, right?
Well, the British really broke the German code. In fact, the British were so secretive about it, they had the Enigma machine for almost, I think, about 8 months before Winston Churchill told Roosevelt in person. He said, you know what, we have this, we've broken the German code. So they did not even send a letter, send any courier to tell them about it. Churchill told FDR face-to-face that they had had that another British a British destroyer had mm-hmm. captured an Enigma machine.
Mm-hmm.
So that was how secretive that whole thing was.
Well, it had to be, right? I mean, and they probably felt like here it was for all the work that they'd put in, you know, to break the code. Boy, as we know, secrets can travel fast. And, the next thing you know, we're not able to decipher. They weren't able to decipher. And after all the work that they'd put in, right?
Yeah, they were able to capture that Enigma machine, but they sent all of the German U-boat crew down below one of the corvettes, and they sent a team over there just to go look in the submarine and see what they could find. The original idea of this destroyer crew was to tow this submarine to Iceland and look it over. Luckily, it sank before they could do that, but they got off. One of the crewmen went in there and says, here's an odd-looking typewriter. That typewriter just doesn't look right. So he said, let's take it on board our destroyer and figure out what it is. So they took it off, and so they really, that's what he called it, a typewriter, not a typewriter. So
right,
they took
right.
it over there, and they captured the code books, and pretty quickly they realized what they had. But luckily the submarine sank. If they had towed it to Iceland, German spies would probably have noticed it, and then they would have sent back word, says one of our submarines has been captured. The German Navy would have said, well, they probably captured the Enigma machine too and could have changed the codes.
Exactly.
So it's one of those just lucky things that this submarine sank in the ocean, mm-hmm. and no German ever heard about it. They never knew the Enigma machine had been captured.
Well, Clint Johnson is with us. His book, Tin Cans and Greyhounds, the Destroyers That Won Two World Wars. About a minute left, Clint. Finish it up with one more good story here.
Well, we have a good oil buying relationship with Saudi Arabia because a destroyer took the king of Saudi Arabia to a meeting with FDR. And during the course of this, they essentially changed the destroyer into like a desert camping site for the king. They laid rugs down on the deck. They covered the whole deck with canvas. They put a sheep pen at the fantail so the king could have a slaughtered sheep every day to eat.
Uh-huh.
It was the most amazing thing that, and all they had to work with was an encyclopedia entry on Islam. And so the king was so impressed with the crew, he gave every crew member a watch, and he also gave some other gifts to all of the officers. And we gave them a Thompson submachine gun to the king of Saudi Arabia.
Well, fair exchange.
Good
well, we got to leave it there, Clint.
Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio.